Right now, we've gone through pretty much the agenda. I appreciate you guys' time. I'm going to bring it open to open forum now, so anyone that's a member that's listening in may address the board, and we'll welcome your thoughts.
John, this is Dave.
Yes, hi, Dave.
Is anybody going to be joining you in the orientation Saturday night or Sunday?
As far as I know, no. Everyone's welcome. Anyone and everyone's welcome to be there Saturday evening to help them unpack and get moved in. Sunday, I'll be there also to help them for a short period of time. Unfortunately, I have to leave because there's some graduation event that that my daughter's involved with on Sunday. And so I have to leave pretty early in the afternoon on Sunday. So I'll be there to help them unload and get situated. Anyone else is more than welcome to be there for this week. And I know Dave and Taylor and Barbara and Dustin, you guys have spent a lot of time out there recently helping out.
It'll be my first weekend I've missed in a month and a half. So Barbara and I, we have prior obligations starting tomorrow. For the whole weekend.
So a good question, Dave. I'm not sure. As far as I know, I'll be out there.
Okay. I don't know how soon I can get back out there again, but I'd like to participate in some portion of the orientation. So I'll see what I can do.
Orientation and training is probably going to be ongoing for a while. And that's the other thing that we need to look at is training. And how we're going to accomplish that. And so I'm looking for any kind of suggestions or ideas and how we can help fund any kind of training that may be needed. So obviously, if someone's going to be out there doing some training, it can't be, it's important to see that they're trained properly. And for someone to spend time out there without being supported financially, it's a burden. So something that we need to consider, that we have to make a decision on it tonight, but we need to think about it, and we need to do something we need to look at what aspects of training and how long it's going to take and so forth. So
a comment on this. I personally feel like this was a lot of the problem that we had with Ole. I wasn't on the prior board and stuff, but I think the Ole lacked a lot of pre when he first got on the job from training, and I hate to see our new people on the side out there following the same track, be thrown into this overwhelming job and not really know what direction to take.
Well, what I'd like to do, I understand just what you're saying. I think it's important after an orientation that we have our next board meeting out there with the family, and that way we can iron out any questions any of us have.
Yeah, and really what we need to do is focus on prioritization of things, because it can get overwhelming with all the tasks they need to do. But really what we can help them with is give them kind of a written list or a way to prioritize the things that they need, what's most important versus the things that are not necessarily so important, so they don't get hung up on the things that maybe don't have to be high on the list, and they don't get overwhelmed and they realize that they're still accomplishing things and getting things done, but then they're not going to get it all done, and we don't expect them to.
Well, yeah.
We just need to help them prioritize what's needed and make sure that from the beginning that we have really good communication. That was one thing that was I felt was really lacking with Ole.
Yeah, and we think, well, I don't want to, continue with what happened before. We just need to move forward. You're right, Dustin, communication is so important, and the support. We want our ranch managers to be successful. We want to have a successful operation. We want to be able to support the membership, so the best way we can do that is communicate with them, have them communicate with us, and to have a plan, to have a good training an outline and move forward with that. And I think we have, I feel really confident and that we can do that in short order and that we can be fully functioning in no time at all.
Hey, John.
We're close. Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry. I thought you were stopped for a second there. You took the outline words right out of my mouth, but is that written? You guys need something written down.
Yes.
This is, you know, and this dovetails with what Dustin says. You know, there's too much, you know, he said, she said going on out there.
Right. Right. No, absolutely.
I mean, your written outline of orientation doesn't need to be, but, you know, back in the front of a notebook page. But at least, you know, that way something doesn't get overlooked and, you know, and it can be prioritized, like Dustin said.
Yeah. I mean,
well,
go ahead.
If we conduct our next board meeting out there, we can have the contract with us, and any changes can be negotiated right at that time and signed maybe then.
That's not a good way to do things. I wouldn't surprise people like that.
No.
Do these people even, are they even aware you're going to whip a contract on them?
Yeah, I'm sure that, I mean, with any employment, there's job descriptions and so forth.
Have you stated unequivocally that they're going to have an employment contract to sign?
I think they were.
I mean, we've had trouble with this in the past, guys.
No, you brought up a good point. Then I
think they
have. Yeah, how long did it take to get Ole to sign his agreement? Forever.
Well, okay, I don't want to revisit what in the past right now, but that's a very good point. And then I tell you the truth, I'm having a hard time thinking about when and where.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we can go over the notes, but when we interviewed him up there, the contract was mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we sat down at the table up above cabin 7, I think it was, and had a chance to ask a few questions. I don't know if both families were discussed in the same manner, but.
Okay. Because that, to some people, that is a total showstopper.
Right, right. And like I said, the contract is primarily dealing with, yeah, there's things with the financial aspect of it, the salaries, the job descriptions, and so forth. But yeah, it's quite an extensive contract.
Okay.
And,
I'm just looking at it this way. Okay, so they're moving in this weekend. And you're out there helping to move in.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple days later, you know, you sit them down and whack them over the head with a contract. That's not the best foot to get started on, necessarily.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a good point.
That's the reason why I wanted them to get the contract ahead of time.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
And it feels like a little bit like, okay, we've got you now.
They are expecting it, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to get on the phone and I will talk to Paul and Nancy, okay? And
yep.
I've
looked at the recent revisions and there's nothing in there that's wrong. Let's go ahead and get that going.
I mean, it's for their protection more
yeah.
so than it is for
us. Oh, yeah. No, we got to have it. It's just that you just got to do it tactfully.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You're right. You're right, and I apologize. I probably overlooked that and thought it would. I know we had mentioned it in the interview, but now thinking back on it, I feel confident that we did. A pretty extensive interview with them, but I will do that. That's a good point. Next board meeting would be June 14th. It's Flag Day. And it would be at the ranch. Is everyone in agreement with that?
June 14th.
Check your calendars. Let me know if there's conflict. But, I mean, that's why we went with the conference calling this month, because it was just so hard to get everyone together. But I think we should be at the ranch definitely for the next board meeting.
I think the next, all summer long, June, July, August, September should be.
It's the second Saturday, and it's the 14th, you're saying.
I think June, July, August, September all need to be at the ranch.
Yeah. I think if we can, we can.
Make a note of that.
Any Okay, make a note of that, and I'll expect to hear from you. And what we'll do is we'll get these minutes posted and on the website within the week. And I appreciate everyone's
participation.
Oh, 10 o'clock. How about 10 a.m.? Saturday the 14th.
Hey, John.
Yes, I'm listening.
I don't know if I interrupted somebody. John, it's Vance.
Hi, Vance.
Can I ask about the horse lawsuit?
I don't have as far as information, as far as the outcome of it yet, but I did get some information as far as our insurance company. They are looking to drop us.
No, I got that email too, yeah.
Yeah, if we were going to do horses again this year, which is, you know, which we would hopefully, you know, want to provide something in the future if possible. But we do have information getting posted on the website of the outfits that are in the area that provide horseback rides. But yeah, the insurance company was looking for, my guess is that they may have settled or they may be paying out some money or having to fight this thing. So maybe they were looking looking at us as too much of a risk.
If you have a claim at all these days, you're going to get looked at a risk. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, insurance companies will, they won't cancel you because that brings in the board registration for those guys, but they will not renew you.
Right.
We don't know really where that's at right now.
No, I contacted
again. Larry's remained the contact
I actually did make contact with our insurance person last month, and he hadn't gotten back to me on that. So I'll check into that again.
I'm more curious than anything because, you know, in the so-called tough financial times, quote unquote. If we get dropped, we will not probably find insurance ever again. And that's just the bottom line on that.
Well, yeah, insurance companies are cutting back on things. Either that or we'll be paying a heavy premium.
Yeah, like double or triple.
Yeah, yeah.
And the horses will definitely be excluded from now on, you know, if they find out about it.
Well, I mean,
we always had horses.
Yeah, I always had. The thing is, if you know, there's always separate insurance companies do provide policies for those activities, the higher risk activities. Obviously,
I think it would benefit us in many ways to purchase some signage, especially around the headquarters area, basically saying by you entering this property, if you bring your own horses or horses of a friend or a friend's horses or you're around horses or you're looking at horses, you're taking your own life in your hands and is under your own risk and the ranch is not liable, and by stepping on the property, that you have agreed that is the case. And
well,
if you have that, just even that is enough.
The state of Utah doesn't have...
Yeah, I mean, because you got to post those things, and you know, I mean, it would benefit us to do that.
It's
a very litigious society, and I think it's ridiculous, especially when there's a state law that says... If you even do anything with horses, it's your own damn fault.
Apparently that is not connected, or we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah. So the more we can do to protect ourselves, the better.
Yeah, but we,
and it doesn't cost us a lot of money to do it.
So, okay, and end of question. I just wanted to know what the status was.
All right, thanks, Vance, and I'll look into that further. I apologize. I don't have any.
Oh, that's okay. I just thought, you know, just was kind of quiet about it.
Okay. Any other comments or concerns?
Well, I had a question about the ranch house. Where are we at with that project?
This Clint?
Yeah, it's Clint.
Okay, Clint. As far as the ranch house itself, is what we're doing is with these new managers, we have not made any commitment or any promise to them as far as a new house, new structure. What we are going to do is try to improve and maintain the current structure we have and obviously within the monies that we have available to us. And actually, we're going to try to, you know, use very little of the monies that are available to us to make it comfortable, habitable, to make it get the insulation on the north wall and upgrade the upgrades which we've stated so far. And the family that we have coming into it right now, they've seen the house. They're okay with it. Honestly,
actually, they said it was a lot better than what he was expecting.
Yeah, a lot better than what they were expecting. So obviously, we're, you know, now as far as future projects, that's a whole other thing as far as it also deals with the budget as a whole and the way we operate with our budget. And I'm glad you brought this up because it almost slipped my mind. We have a line of credit with the bank for $30,000, and I talked with the bank official, and there was some concern, and there is concern with Deer Springs Ranch because the way we operate is that we operate at a loss, or basically we don't really make any money at the end of the year. We spend everything we earn. Or that we get
it's called a not-for-profit organization.
So even though not-for-profit doesn't mean that you can't budget properly and then you can have reserve funds and so forth. And that's one thing we need to try to establish a better vehicle for reserve accounts so that we have money available for improvements as they come up, because we know that we're going to need improvements. We have buildings that are old that need maintenance. Obviously, there's things that break down and so forth, and we need to be able to financially account or save for those things that are naturally occurring. Anyway, so talking to the bank official, there was really some consternation with even approving this loan when they went out and got it done last year. But the only reason they did do it and that they went ahead and approved this line of credit is because they knew the people that were associated with Deer Springs Ranch, that they have been associated financially with Deer Springs Ranch for quite some time. So they did approve it. But it was with reservation. And then as people, you know, people in the banking industry move on and retire or whatever, as new people come in, they don't have that association with Deer Springs Ranch or the members that live in the area. And so if you look at it, he said, you know, the way we operate is not financially attractive to them. And that's not necessarily his words, but that was the sense that I got in that the way we operate, we should look at other, we should see what's out there that we could do better. Look at, for the example that he brought up was the Best Friends, not-for-profit right there in Kanab, Best Friends Sanctuary. Obviously, they don't hurt for any kind of funds.
We can start taking.
But they have a responsive membership, John.
Good point.
Okay. Hey, Dustin.
Yes.
You did a lot of work on this. Maybe it's time to crank it out of your email archives and send it to everybody again.
I discussed this as far back as the last meeting that we cannot operate and continue to operate as an organization without without building overtime reserve funds, if you're a, we're a homeowners association, essentially, a landowners association. We have too many risks and assets that are at danger of depreciating and getting damaged. We have too many situations where we can be sued. We have too many situations where we can be damaged. And if we don't have the funds to do them, nothing gets done. So it just makes sense to have a certain amount of money in our budget just set aside every year in reserve accounts.
And then Dirk Clayson had looked into the reorganization end of things, but we never heard back from him.
Well, I don't feel that this is not
outside of our charter as board members to do it. I don't see that there's any need for us to make any significant changes other than changes in the budget. It would be just as simple as that. And then as far as the ranch house goes, I would propose that we do have a vote at the annual meeting to see if the membership is interested and wants to make an investment in the ranch, and that would be decided at that meeting. And if people want it, they can do it. And if they don't, then they don't.
One last comment on this, Dustin. On this $30,000 note we got, line of credit, and also if we borrowed $150,000, it's John and I that are the guarantees on that loan. It's not the ranch. It's John and I that's signing our assets over to secure this $30,000 note right now. If the ranch doesn't pay for it, it's John and I that the bank will come after for the guarantee of the loan. So, but there is some issues. I don't know if I want to, $30,000, I'll put my name online, but for a $150,000 note, I don't know if I want to be the guarantor on that much. So,
I think if we do that, we'd have to figure out a way to come up with that money, or figure out how we guarantee that differently, because board members roll over quickly. Can a corporation sign a document, if we're officers of that corporation, even if the officers change and stuff, it's not the officers that are personally responsible, it's the corporation, right?
Set up as a corporation or an LLC, that's correct.
Yeah, so why don't we just...
Set up, it's not that way.
Okay, but shouldn't it be?
It probably should.
That would eliminate that issue.
Right, but you can't do that without, 66 or 75% or whatever the heck it is.
And we've been trying for years to get some things changed,
right,
and we haven't had anything
there. I think it's time to start it, because I think it is unacceptable to have if the board incurs debt of any kind, I think it's unacceptable that personally the board member should be responsible for that debt. That's ridiculous. It's the association that's responsible, not the board members, and then it should be a corporation of some kind, right? I mean, that just makes sense.
Well, like I said, Dirk Clayson had followed up on some of the formation or reorganization issues that would be necessary to allow us to roll funds over from year to year. Clint, you actually had some ideas on the list and brought them up before too. And it just hit a block wall again. I don't know what happened to it.
I never got any information back from Dirk on it at all.
Yeah. I mean, you remember talking about it, right?
Oh, yeah. We did.
Yeah.
But Dirk never did anything about it. So I got nothing from him. He never sent in any emails, never really talked about it after the end of the last big meeting we had.
I mean, this is a great annual meeting topic. It might be the annual meeting 5 years from now. It might be a good topic for us to get it polished up between now and then. But anyway, we don't need to take up your time this evening with it. We can email about it.
Yeah.
there's two possible vote items right there on the board for the annual meeting.
Yeah, and it's getting that time to start thinking about the annual meeting too, because it'll be here.
it's getting there, so we should be getting ready for that. What about a newsletter?
I personally think we should have something out by the end of the month. If it's just a one pager, we need to introduce our new management.
Yeah, get a picture of them and introduce them, talk about them, talk about the things, the changes that have happened in the ranch, talk about the work that's been done, and that sort of thing. And then also another plea to, hey, can we get some people on committees? And then maybe what we should do is outline some activities that we would like to plan for that year. 4th of July, et cetera. I think we need to do that.
Please plug the Yahoo group. You send a letter out.
Yep, absolutely. And plug the Yahoo group again.
Well,
I haven't had anybody join that group in a year, so.
Which group? Yahoo group?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I get on Yahoo. I listen. I read what's being said. I apologize. I was off on another phone call for a couple minutes there, and it was Paul Brayton that called me. And I mentioned to him about the contract, and he said, "Oh yeah, we did discuss it, and he's agreeable. He knows that there's going to be things that are asked and job description and so forth, and so he would not be surprised that there's going to be an agreement that he'll have to sign."
His ears must have been burning.
Must have, I said. So,
they probably got this. They could be listening. They've listened to all the audio.
Oh, that's true.
You guys start shooting me stuff for newsletter, and I'll put it together again. That's not a problem.
I'd like to see it go out by end of this month.
End of this month, definitely.
Yeah, you just send the articles, and I'll put them in the our standard format and send it out to you for proof, and then you can mail it out.
Well, should we put a deadline when we should get this stuff to you?
We should also include, like I was saying earlier, what activities is the ranch going to sponsor this year? Yeah.
And if you do, we have to stick to them, because we haven't.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think that's something that John maybe should discuss with the ratings this weekend.
Yeah, I'll be able to discuss that with
them. I don't think we want to overwhelm them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no. We might want to light on the activities with new people for a little while anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should have something on July 4th weekend.
I know they want to do that kind of stuff. I know they're very excited. Matter of fact, they've been planning almost too many activities.
Yeah.
And I'll personally be there that week and that weekend. So I can help on that if we want to do something. What is there any other activities, upcoming activities, except for July 4th and the annual meeting?
Labor Day, maybe.
Do you want to do a Labor Day something?
Pioneer Day. There's a couple
Probably those 3 days.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need to make sure that we get something like that in the newsletter so that people know about it.
And we'll figure a little bit in the budget for those three events too.
We should sponsor those and put some money in there.
We need to establish our own. We have some traditions, but we need to make sure that we get some tradition things going, and that we want to support them and the membership so that we, but I agree with you. We need to keep things simple at first and kind of build upon it. And like I say, getting back to the basics.
Here's another thing I might propose for a Labor Day activity is we do a combination, a celebration on one day, and then the second day, we have all that extra tin roofing out there, and we have posts and things. Let's build a small covered dining area structure right at the ranch the second day. And if we get enough people together, we could just build that in one day. It'd be very easy to do.
Okay, that's a good thought, and a project, something like that, it's worth looking into. And but let's bring that up at the next meeting. So we got the next meeting date and time. We're good with that?
Got it. June 14th, 10 a.m.
Yes, at the ranch.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I look forward to seeing everyone again. And appreciate all the participation. And we'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting, and let me turn the recording off. Okay.